The elements played a major part in the game, as they do at Arbroath. New this morning, when I woke up, I was discovering another one. We applied ourselves, I thought, slightly better than Dunfermline in the elements. Dunfermline came up here with a reasonably young side. Your goalie couldn't kick the ball. To be fair to Dunfermline, the wind got a lot easier in the second half than it did in the first half. But we're used to playing that way and adapting to the elements. I thought they played a major part. I says to him, I took Spence off at half time because he had been booked, and if any of my players get booked in the first half, they're favourites to come off. Nowadays you get sent off for in the warm up if you talk badly. So I put Luke Donnelly on, and the last thing I said to him, I said, see, wherever you are, just hit it. And you see my Bobby Linden, and it won the game for us. That's not going to make any difference to the Dunfermline of the season. It looks as if they've got a reasonable side there. But my goal is not a safety make in the whole 90 minutes. And I thought we totally deserved to win the game. In fact, I was talking to Stephen about there now, just quickly, and he agrees with me. We were definitely, I think we applied ourselves better. I didn't mean better in regards to them not applying ourselves. I thought we deserved to win the game in terms of all-round play, really. Goal scoring chances, but two great chances in the first half. Bobby Lynn and Colin Hampton with two great chances second half. It was a game where, but the game's never beat at 1-0. See, at 1-0, you're still hanging in there. But a great 3 points and no goals against again. That's the way it is.
You must be delighted for the first
four games. I'm absolutely delighted. 9 points out of four games. Seven points out of four. Well, if you multiply that over 36 games, that means we're going to get 63 points. We'll be in the playoffs, for God's sake. It was good. And a great crowd, and I think everybody's seen that both teams try to play the game the way it should be played. I think maybe we just deserve it.
I think you're in third place, or you're in the playoff position at the moment.
I'm just not interested in playoff points. I'm only interested in third bottom. That's all I'm interested in this year. I wouldn't even talk like that, but
I know.
I signed the boy Mikko Vertanen, which is a great signing. Oh, Arbroath didn't sign international players, you know. But he's a Finnish international. And all credit to Derek McInnes and to Tony Docherty. I've got him and he's a good player. So bringing that in along with Josh Campbell and Ben Stirling, we've got a full squad now, and let's stick together and see what's in front of us next week. We go to Tannadice and is it the Iron Brew Cup in it next week?
Tannadice
Wave. Right, we'll go there next week and we'll have a go again. Everybody that knows me, particularly them telling people, I tend to have a go. I'm not a defensive coach, but we deserve to win it.
The midfield's really impressed last week against Arlo, and today again Murphy, Gold and Watley in sort of that middle of the park.
The balance is right. The balance is right with them. So far, let's not get carried away. Next home game's the, I think it's the Partick Thistle game of Leibniz Telling. So I'm not unhappy. I'm just going to bore everybody to tears. What's the next game, Dundee United? Let's go for that and see what's in front of us. But thanks, guys.
Thanks, thank you.